It takes some 100 volunteers, as well as paid staff, to operate the Astoria Warming Center, housed in the basement of the First United Methodist Church, just above downtown. The center is open for 90 days, between mid-November and mid-March, providing hot meals, shower and laundry facilities, and beds for some 30 homeless men and women. Dan Parkinson, president of the Warming Center's board of directors, explains that volunteers are needed to work in three-hour shifts between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Volunteers might be, typically would be simply monitoring the sleeping guests. After 9 o'clock at night, everybody's asleep till 7 o'clock in the morning. And so there's two people need to be monitoring them. It's required that we have a fire watch, the same two that monitor do the fire watch.
In addition, the center is seeking donations of cash and warm clothing and blankets.
It takes about $50,000 a year for us to run. We need clothing and blankets. In the clothing, we can use coats, socks, rain gear is getting really important, underwear, and then any clothing.
Donations can be dropped off Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4 at the center's basement entrance along 11th Street between Exchange and Franklin. Donors also may leave a message through the Warming Center's Facebook page. For the first time, the City of Astoria required that the Warming Center get a conditional use permit, a process that Parkinson says delayed volunteer recruitment.
We went through a really extensive conditional use permit process this year, so we were unsure that we would even get the permit and be allowed to open. And we just in the last month received notice that we could open. And so our outreach, which normally would have started earlier in the year, has been delayed. So we're kind of in a compressed amount of time to pick up another 50 volunteers or so.
As part of the permit process, the Warming Center hammered out a so-called good neighbor commitment with area neighbors as well as with downtown Astoria businesses, with the goal of reducing the center's impact on the neighborhood.
The number one thing that we require is community respect, and we expect that our guests will respect the church property, respect the AWC and their other guests that are in the facility, but that extends out to the community. We expect them to respect not only the immediate neighborhood, but the city at large. And this year we're going to be a lot more aware of the needs of the community and what we're requiring of our guests.
Besides volunteers, the Warming Center relies on a number of paid staff and will hold a job fair at 6 p.m. Tuesday, October 24th, to recruit staff members. For information, contact the Astoria Warming Center on Facebook or send an email to astoriawarmingcenter@gmail.com. I'm Joan Herman reporting for Coast Community Radio.